Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Cassie Dubray with the Jamestown United Way, and we have Bob Toso with Imagination Library. And Bob and Cassie, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Warren.
Nice to be here.
Hey, thank you guys for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk. Very excited to kind of introduce this new thing we'll be doing with United Way. We're going to be having someone with United Way join us, as well as an organization that United Way is helping in the campaign that they're currently in. And so we'll get a chance to learn more about what United Way is doing and what these organizations are doing for our communities. And we'll start with Cassie first, a member of the United Way of Jamestown. And tell us a little bit about what United Way is and what you guys are doing right now.
Sure. Thanks, Warren. The Jamestown United Way, so first off, I'll start with the mission statement. The Jamestown United Way is mission. Its mission is to improve lives by mobilizing the caring power of communities around the world to advance the common good. Our current impact model emphasizes that 99% of all funds raised stay in Stutzman County. Now, that being said, we also support 15 different agencies locally, and those agencies are Alano Society, Boy Scouts, Northern Lights, Camp Rokowan, Child Care Aware, Community Corrections, Girl Scouts, Dakota Horizons, Imagination Library, James River Transit, The Most 21st Century After School Program, PATH, Safe Shelter, Salvation Army, the SANE SART, Sexual Assault Response Team Program at the hospital, Senior Companion Program, and the Arts Center. So all of those different agencies, when you donate to United Way, you're also helping support those in our community.
It's a great way to give to multiple organizations. If you can't decide between one, you can donate to United Way, and then they are able to help out those organizations.
Exactly. And all of those agencies have a specific requested dollar amount that they ask for United Way that we can help them support. And so encompassing all of those different requests, our goal this year, which runs, the campaign runs September through February, is $200,000. And we're hoping that we can get above that, because then we can help some more.
Right. And doing so, there's going to be a lot of events coming out. So people want to keep their ears open, keep their eyes open to the calendars. There's a lot of events in the works with that to raise that money. And again, as part of this, we're bringing in members or these organizations or members of these organizations that are helping these are being helped out by United Way. So Bob Toso with Imagination Library joining us. And Bob, you kind of want to run us through what Imagination Library is, and because it's been around Jamestown now for a few years, right?
This is about 6 years.
About six years. Okay. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about it.
Okay. Well, it's real simple. Imagination Library is a program that sends free books to kids from birth until five. The last book they get is So You're Ready for Kindergarten, and that's why the age five, they're ready to go to school.
Gotcha, okay.
And absolutely no cost to the parents, and the books come directly to the kids in the mail every month.
Yeah.
So it's just a great program to encourage parents to read to their kids.
Yeah, it's something that I know that individuals have seen. They maybe have seen that train with the Imagination Library.
Yep.
That's the logo
that's
that
the
you
first
see.
Book.
That's
yeah.
the first book.
Yeah.
And I think it was introduced by Dolly Parton too, right?
Dolly Parton grew up in a very poor household in Tennessee, and the story goes that the only book they had in their house was the Bible.
Wow.
So she kind of made it her, she made a promise to herself that if she ever had the money, she would send books to the kids in her area when she got older.
Yeah.
So she started in her home county in Tennessee, and it was so popular, and of course she was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
She expanded it to Tennessee and then to the whole country, and now it's international. It's in Canada,
wow.
Australia. I think it's in England, you know, the Great Britain.
Right.
I don't know where else it is, but I know it is all over the world.
It just continues to expand, though.
That's, right. Just continues to grow all over the United States. All North Dakota is a really lucky state. There aren't many areas in North Dakota where you can't get into Imagination Library.
Wow. It's amazing, and it's something that we have right here in our area. And nonprofit, like you said, Bob,
right.
So you rely on donations and everything like that. So United Way has helped out Imagination Library,
oh,
right?
It does. The books, you know, the books don't cost the parents anything, so the money has to come from someplace.
Right.
It costs our organization $25 a year for the books.
Okay.
And per family.
Per book.
Family.
Yeah, per family. Per student.
Okay.
Yeah, per student, not per book. Per student.
Okay.
Per child. And so that has to come from someplace. I figure I don't really have a budget, because we don't know. Kids drop in.
Right.
New kids come in, drop off. But I figure our budget is, it's about $1,000 a month.
Wow.
So about between $12,000 and $13,000 a year. And we're fortunate enough that United Way gives us $10,000. So I don't have to raise a lot of other monies.
For sure, for sure.
Which is really nice, because then we can focus on signing up new kids.
Yes.
And
which should be the focus,
which
right?
Should be the focus.
That's what you guys want to do.
I wish everybody would sign up. we could raise the money, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Cassie DeBray again with Jamestown United Way, and Bob Toso talking about Imagination Library right now. So it's really benefited these area kids, Bob. And what are some ways that kids get involved with this, and how do parents find more information to sign up for Imagination Library?
Well, the major goal of the program is to help parents read more to their kids.
Right.
Because, we talked about earlier, I was in education when I was working, and parents are the first teachers. And the more time parents spend reading to their kids as they're nurturing them, you know, yeah, before they come to school, the kids start school reading ready. And then, you know, they're just ahead of the game, I guess, is one way to look at it.
Definitely, yeah.
And that's what we want. Plus, I know I remember when my girls, we have two daughters, and when they were little, we read to them just about every night.
Yeah.
And it creates a bond between the parent and the child.
Yeah.
And that's the most important part. The reading is you know, that's important, obviously. But the bond that it creates between the parent and the child is important, too. I can remember sitting with the girls right after their baths in my lap. And, you know, that was just a special time.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, those are the things. It's just a great program for kids. And we can't thank Dolly Parton enough. The $25 that they get from us doesn't come close to covering the costs.
Of what it provides.
Of what it provides.
Right. Absolutely. And they're really nice books. Both of my children are registered under the program. Awesome. And they both, and I have two different gendered children. So I've, you know, my boy and my girl, and they're on two different tracks. They're in the last, 6 years, I think we've had only about 3 duplicates.
Wow.
So you can sign up multiple children and then still not receive the same book. But if you do receive the same book, then you can give it to your daycare or the library or another family that, you know, hasn't read the book, or your school. So, I mean, there's all the kinds of ways that you can share the love of reading. And I know our family enjoys that. And then when they come addressed to the child themselves, it's like, hey, look, this book's just for you.
It gets them involved in it too.
Yeah, it's yours.
And everybody loves to receive happy mail.
Exactly, yeah.
So
I agree with you.
That's a good way to put it.
It's happy mail.
Happy mail is fantastic.
Remember that one.
It's an amazing program, Imagination Library. Been in our area, like Bob said, for about 6 years now. You can help out Imagination Library and all these other organizations by donating to United Way, who helps out the Imagination Library. Cassie or Bob, anything else you guys want to add about the campaign or about Imagination Library?
Just one thing about parents that want to sign up, it's real easy. You can go online. They can contact me. I'm still one of the people. I'm older. I have a landline. So they can call me and we'll get them a registration form. One of the nice things that we get the hospital, every time new babies, they put a registration form in the packet that they
awesome.
Get. So that's a big help to us. Libraries have it, schools have them, the registration form. So it's real easy to get signed up, and it takes a little while to get it started.
Right.
It's real easy. So anybody that has any questions or wants to sign up, give me a call.
Perfect. How about you, Cassie? Anything else?
We did just to put in another United Way plug, we did just sign up for another event starting in January. It's going to be January 17th. We're doing bingo, and we are going to be start advertising for that. So this is my first plug.
There you go.
That we're doing bingo. It'll be January 17th at the KC Hall at 6:30 p.m., and it's family-friendly bingo.
Perfect. So there you go. Get that on your calendar. The 17th, we'll have bingo. Bob and Cassie, thank you guys so much for
Thank you, Warren.
Thanks, Warren.
Appreciate it.